We've got such interesting people in South Africa. You know, I like South Africans. It's like you're around a braai and you get to know these people and, you know, they've got stories. So today we're getting to know Marco Stevens. Hello, Marco. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm well. Thank you very much. How are you?
Lekker. Thank you very much. Listen, yeah, we got to introduce you. All we know so far is you can sing, and you can sing really, really well. But just because you've got nice vocal cords doesn't mean you've got character and an interesting personality. So if you had to introduce yourself to someone who's never met you before, the person without the makeup, nah, no shoes, just there at home, yourself, who's Marco there? Hello.
Oh well, I am the youngest of three kids, and born and raised in Atlantis. I want to tell anyone I love the Lord with all my heart. Music aside, personality aside, and if you love the Lord and you have the fruit of the Spirit, then you have personality. You know, there's a different grace on you. When you love the Lord, you have personality with a different type of grace that is laid upon you.
Yeah, because you got favor, man. You've got favor. Yes, you've got God smiling absolutely on you even before you started your day. But, I mean, you're not born that way. You get saved at some point in life. So tell me, how do you get saved?
Well, I grew up in a Christian home, Christian family. My grandma was very, very strict. And as a young man, I think in the age of 13, we were actually all, she got all the grandkids together, and she said, this is the day that all of you
turn open,
are coming to the Lord. I don't care what you say. And from that day, my grandma taught us how to serve, how to walk and talk a Christian-like, and how to move like a Christian. And as a youngster, dan move me so bietjie weg. But she always made sure that we get back on track.
Okay, but you're still in a world that's got all the information at the tips of your fingers. You can find out, and this is when you find out, we are one of thousands of religions out there. People who are born who in another religion and think theirs is 100% true. I mean, you can't go to heaven on your grandmother's faith. At the end of the day, you got to know that you know. So what convinced you that this one religion where Jesus said, I'm the only way, the truth, and the life, that ours is now more true than anyone else's?
Listen, yeah, that's a very good statement you raised. My grandmother was the foot in the door, you know. She was the one that did the introduction to Christianity. I think where I find myself in a position where I said, Lord, I'm giving all over to you. I was at the age of 21, and I landed up in hospital. My legs, the half of my legs, or the half of my body, which means the bottom half, the doctor said, I will never walk again.
Did you have an accident?
And no, it was something in my back. Something in my back.
Oh, wow.
And I'm still sitting with the same condition, but I'm walking like crazy. I'm walking, I'm running, I'm jumping as if it is normal. So something happened. I don't know what happened. But in my back, I have extra bones and extra stuff that is abnormal, and that caused the lower half of my body to shut down. And that day, it was 3 days before my 21st birthday, and we had family over, and I was busy making pochoclos, and I fell into the fire, and I couldn't move. And by the grace, my neighbor's daughter, she was kind of a little stalker, watching me. And so she was the one that saw me falling in the fire. And she called my brother and said, listen, your brother's in the fire. And eventually they could help me. Ended up in hospital and, got the news that the lower half of my body is shut down. It doesn't work. They did the test and everything, and it was confirmed. And that night, I was crying. I said, Lord, I didn't even do anything for the kingdom. How can this happen to me? I said, Lord, I also understand. Maybe this is the way you get me to just stop what I'm doing, because you need to speak to me. And that night, I had a legitimate conversation with the Lord, hearing his voice speaking to me for the first time. And, you know, like everyone said, Lord, if you take me out of this bed right now, I will serve you forever. And that was the exact thing I said, Lord, please get me out of here. You know, I fall asleep the next day. I woke up. I didn't even know I was in hospital because I was so drugged. I got up because I felt numb. But I need to go to the toilet. I have a pee. Got up, not knowing that my lower half is not supposed to work. Went to the toilet.
What?
I got to the toilet and I realized, but I'm walking. I booked myself a taxi, got into the taxi, went home.
No ways. No
the
ways.
The doctors phoned my mommy, say, your son is gone, ma'am. My mommy said, no, he's in his bed. He's fine. Don't worry about him anymore. No, it can't be. It can't be. The doctors came to my house to come and check what. They couldn't believe that I walked out of there. And there and then, I made the decision for myself. Listen here. This is what God did for me. I am going to serve him because I am the miracle that people are looking for, or the grace and the favor they want to see in God. I'm seeing it in myself today. So, yeah, my story is hectic.
Because, I mean, it's still a miracle today. You're still not supposed to be walking, and you're still walking.
I'm still not supposed to be walking. And I'm running.
Okay, but then life hits you now. What age was this?
It was the age of 21.
Of 21. And you're now?
I'm 43.
43. Okay. So in the meantime, because a lot of times we do the David thing, is we think back on God's goodness in our lives, nah? But also life hits you. And a lot of what we believe as Christians, you only find out if you really believe it when you go through stuff in life where it looks like it's not possible, especially like finances and stuff like that. Now, when you've got the bills to pay and you don't have the money, that's when you find out if you actually believe that God is the provider. So has your faith been tested? The stuff that you know is true, has it been tested in the ringer of life?
I mean, I have stories to tell for days. Listen, a couple of years back, I lost my job, right? I was retrenched. And by trade, I'm a chemical engineer. And in the meantime, I did some music and stuff, but never knew that I'm going to fall back on music. So, yes. So, got retrenched 2016. And I thought to myself, listen, yeah, I've got papers, I'm qualified, I'm going to get the job very easily. So I'm at home. In the same month, my wife also loses her job. So now we're both at home. We've got three kids and we've got no income. Okay. Things is good for a couple of months, and then it hit you. No money's coming in, all the money's going out. My house getting arrears. My house getting arrears, 52,000 and some change. And the bank is phoning. I'm sitting in front of my house. I'm like, Lord, I'm tired. I can't do this no more. I need you to show up. And the next day, I was sitting at the same spot. And the postman, he brings the letters. And I'm like, Lord, here it is. Oh, I'm so tired of this. And the Holy Spirit tells, convicts me, open the letter. I open the letter knowing that my bill is 52 and some change, 1,000. I open the letter. The letter says that I don't owe the bank 1 cent.
Why not?
I'm like, who paid this? How is this possible? I walked from my house. I walked to the bank. I'm like, I need to go make sure this is for real. Walk to the bank. I'm like, ma'am, I got this letter. What is going on? She says, so, yes, sir. according to our computers, you are paid up. Who paid the money? No, no, we can't say that, but it's paid up. Like, our computer shows it's paid up. And while I'm walking home, I'm like, Lord, but next month, there's coming another bill. Who's going to pay that bill? The grace in the favor of the Lord is on my family. I will always proclaim that. That next week, my wife got a job. And a prophet actually prophesied over, telling her, listen here, God is going to show up for you. And your salary that you paid at your previous job, God is going to triple that. In every quarter, your salary is going to go higher and higher. That prophecy, we are still living in that prophecy. We are still living in that prophecy. Everything that man spoke over our lives came into existence. She got a job, triple her salary, and every quarter she gets a raise.
You see, and if I have heard a prophecy like that, you'd think to yourself, yeah, that's a prosperity. You're just like the politicians. They always promise and promise. It's like your heart doesn't expect something. It's too good to be true. Yeah. And yeah, you're telling me, no, this was God.
No, this was God. Absolutely, this was God. You know, in 2008, I was still working. And somebody prophesied over my life saying, he says, I don't know you. I don't know the guy. It's the first time I met the guy. He's like, you are going to become the CEO of your own company. Are you doing music? At the time I was working. I'm like, nah, I just sing, but I don't do music. He says, don't worry. You're going to do music. You're going to do great. It's everything is going to fall into place. I'm like, nah, man, I'm doing okay now. I'm good. This is nonsense. And 2016, when I lost my job, 2017, God asked me this question through his word. What do you have in your hands? Mm. What do you have to work with? And at the time, I had just a laptop. I had a mic. I had everything to make, just like a basic home recording. And everything started from there. And when the Lord asked me that question through his word, I knew this is the prophecy that was spoken over my life. And for the next 7 years, since 2017, the next 7 years, I am doing exactly what was prophesied over my life. I am doing the music. I have a studio. I'm doing good, working with great people. I had a contract with television. Everything that he spoke over my life come to pass.
And it wouldn't, nah. If you still had a cushy job, it would have always just stayed a hobby there in the background, never have come Absolutely. And never have bloomed if you had Absolutely. Any choice in the matter.
Yeah. Well, God has his way, and his way always prevails. Never mind what you think, God will always prevail.
Because the music thing is not an easy way to live. I mean, you have got to be new. You've got to be fresh. You've got to start new. Because, I mean, the moment you sound like someone else, you're just another one in the line. It's a challenging place to be. Do you enjoy the challenge of being there where everything's happening the whole time?
It is a great challenge. But you know one thing about me, I love a challenge. I love creating new sounds. I got an award the last week for the most requested song in 2023. So things are happening, you know, things are really happening for me in the music. And like you said, I try to keep it fresh. I don't put myself in one genre. I always listen to what is the sound out there. And I try to jump on every sound out there. But I will never lose my authenticity because for me, I'm old school. I get the old heart. So for me, the type of music, the R&B, the pureness, I love that. And I will never lose that. You know, I've got a lot of different genres of songs out there, but I will never lose who I am.
Because that's something that someone who doesn't get music doesn't have. I mean, my husband is into plants. It's his connection point with the Lord. Someone who maybe likes the ocean, and they sit with the ocean. The ocean is their connecting point. And your music is someone who doesn't understand music. They can't get this thing that you have in common with the Lord. I mean, he created music from scratch. He gave it to you. And every time you create something, you're connecting with his creativity like no one else can. It must be very precious to touch his heart, like in this way specifically.
Absolutely. You know, one of the greatest things in the morning when I wake up and my wife starts singing and I join her, it's 2 minutes in the song, then you feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. I ask her now the other day, why is it every time we sing that, do you feel that presence? Do you feel?
He likes it.
It's like, what is happening? And I realized that music is our connection. My wife used to sing with me back in the day, you know, and when kids came, our priorities shifted, you know. So now that our kids are big, so we can now tap into the music again, you know, and that's our connection. Every time we sing, it's just as if a portal is open. And we just feel his glory and his grace and his favor upon our lives.
You know what, Marco? This past weekend, we were talking about the stuff about God that just boggles the mind. The thing that he's outside of time. This thing that he doesn't have a beginning or the end. Your brain cannot understand it. You cannot understand how he can be sovereign. How can his will happen? It's just unfathomable, this thing that is almighty, that is all knowing, that he knows everything of all time through of every single person and takes it all into account so that his will is still perfect after all of that. And one other thing was music. How do you think up the concept of a note from nothing? I mean, how do you, there wasn't something like that. He creates, it is a created thing, the sound of a note, and then you take it and you work it from there. I'm always fascinated with this thing that as a church, I have got one angle on God because of what I'm going through, what I'm reading in the Bible, my challenges. It gives me one angle. And then when I'm worship, that thing, like his grace at this stage is something that really, really touches your heart. Because of what you're going through at this moment, Marco, because of who you are and what you're reading, what's the bit of God's character that impresses you most right now?
Yeah, the fact that when he promised, this was something I contemplated yesterday morning. The Bible says, I know what plans I have for you. Meaning that God has plans for you, you know, and whatever you are doing, his plans are still going to prevail. You know, al gaan jy nou van die rails af, he will still bring you back to his original plan. Al detour jy, I've got a plan for you, he says. And now he says, this is the plan, to prosper and not to harm you. So whatever you do, however you derail, he's going to bring you back to the plan. Listen, yeah, I've got a plan for you. I want you to prosper, and I will not let anything in life harm you. But now, the thing is that we need to listen. We need to listen. We need to follow the plan, you know. If you don't follow the plan, then sometimes we get hurt because of our own decisions.
But even that hurt, even the derailing, is also part, it's also redeemed. He says everything works for the good for those who love. It's ridiculous. Absolutely. We serve this ridiculously awesome God.
Yeah, sometimes God throws a stumble block in your way just to tell you, listen, you stop now.
I need
to speak to you. Stop it now. Stop. You know, you end up in hospital, and there's where God deals with you. There's where God speaks with you. The Holy Spirit deals with you. You know, you come out of there, you're a new person because you had a new perspective gekry. You know, the Holy Spirit dealt with you. Now you know, okay, I'm on the plan of God again, you know.
Okay, it's true.
I know, Lord, you have a plan for me.
If people want to connect with you, socials and all of those places, if they want to follow your music, where do they go?
Okay, I am on all the digital platforms, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, will find my music there. It's Marco Stephens. Everything will pop up there. I'm on Facebook, Marco Stephens. Some of my music are there. But like I said, all digital platforms, you will find my music. Instagram, I'm on all the socials.
Stephens. Okay, I read it as Stephens. Stephens. Yes. St. Afrikaans Stephens. Means. Okay, nickel or dime. Talk to me. What is this about?
Well, that song, a friend of mine and myself, we are friends for years, but we never together, you know, that type of friendship where we're friends, but we don't see each other often. And one afternoon he phoned me, he says, Marco, we still need to make music. We need to write something. I'm like, don't worry, I've got something here. I'm gonna send you all the details, I'm gonna send you the song and yeah. That song is like you say, life experience. You know, there's things that you go through, scriptures that you read. So I never go to a sermon without a pen and a book. Sometimes somebody will say something that catches me and then I will write it down. I will make an entire song of that. Sometimes having a conversation with somebody in the street, that person will say something that catches me, I will write it down. You know, I will just record it, put it on my phone. And the fact that I know that God will never leave me nor forsake me is my life experience. I know He won't, because I've seen it for myself, you know, and I can bet my life on it. I can bet a nickel or a dime, you know. I took it back, way back. In the music, you will always ask yourself, isn't there a better way to say this thing, you know? Isn't there a way more catchier, you know? Because music is just not music. It's your lyrics needs to relate to the youngsters. It needs to relate to the grandma, the grandpa. They relate to the nickel and the dime. You know, so they know what I'm talking about. It's just out of the experience that I've been writing all my life. Every time I write, it's about experience. It's about something that happened, something that somebody said, a sermon that I was in. So I use God's word, you know, because there is no better way to speak to God's people. Letting people know, listen, yeah, everything is going to be okay. Although, soos David gesê het, alles ek in die donkerste put, I know he's even there, you know. Al gaan ek in 'n dal van doodskade weer, ek sal geen onheil vrees nie, want he is met my. So I'm just guaranteeing everyone out there, if you are feeling down and out, he's with you. He will never leave nor forsake you. And then the nickel and dime part, that is like a marketing strategy. People will always ask, is this a gospel song, nickel and dime, you know? And then you have to listen to find out, oh, this is what it's about. So when I call the song nickel or dime, I'm speaking to all generations.
Okay, Marco Stephens, nickel or dime. Let's hear what it sounds like.